Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
And it came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Atlanta rattlesnake spitting straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
What? Yeah, boys! It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things. We're going to podcasting. You know what the fuck's up. You know what time it is. It's a Wednesday. I'm here with the international superstar, Zach Amico. What's up, kid?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Feeling pretty good?
Feeling good.
I'm 68 hours into my 72-hour fast, and I don't know if it's not that I'm hungry. I think my body is dead inside now, so I just don't feel things that people normally feel. So it's pretty sick.
Do you have your plan, what you're going to break it with? Are you
going
to do slow?
Well, actually, I'm going 4 hours more now. I'm going to do a 76-hour fast because fuckface Karen gave me...
AIDS.
She gave me AIDS. No, she gave me whatever, what is it called, that I had for my electrolytes yesterday?
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV. Fucking 50 calories, 11 grams of carbs. I didn't realize that until after I drank it. So I feel like I got out of autophagy. So now I'm just giving myself a few more hours. Anyway, folks, we got a great show planned. Two guests. One of them is running late, but he should be here momentarily, hopefully. But you guys know him and love him from the Soder podcast and 1/4 of the Regs. Probably the number one fucking super show in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dan Soder.
Hi.
Making his Lewis and Zach debut. What's up, kid?
The green screen fucks everything up for me.
No, you look good, dude.
Shannon was like, don't wear green. All I wanted to do was wear green.
If you would have just painted yourself, wore the green man suit.
Yeah. I'm not here.
We have a great show planned. I'm very excited. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat at gasdigital.com. If you guys are watching this live, it's because you're a subscriber. You guys should also subscribe. It's the number one way you can support the show. We're the only free speech comedy network on the planet. There's some fucking Nazi ass alt-right comedy networks that are like doing some fucking heavy political shit. That's not what we do. We're fucking comedy. We're funny. We got 20 shows on the network. Let me tell you something. We're in a category of fucking one. If you want uncensored, ad-free, you don't want to worry about censorship from YouTube and all these other platforms, Gas Digital's got you covered. Go there. Use that promo code LAZ. Get yourself $1.50 off a month, which is fucking huge. And you can support the show and watch uncensored, ad-free content and join the racist live chat. Karen, I gave you Employee of the Month, and I'm taking it back.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much.
Karen, I'm taking back your employee of the month.
Thank you.
Because you fucking, nothing for me, I guess. Nobody texted me if I want something.
Yeah.
Because you gave me liquid IV, 50 calories, 11 grams of carbs. You ruined my autophagy, Karen.
What is autophagy?
You fucked up my autophagy. Now I'm literally putting you to work at the Jamaican slave castle when we go. Just so you know, you're going to be cooking breakfast for us.
What is the...
Pancakes it is, I guess.
What is autophagy?
It's where your body... It actually means in Greek to eat oneself. My body's eating itself, but I'm regenerating cells. I'm getting rid of all my bad gut bacteria.
You are on the cusp of like putting stoicism quotes on your Instagram. You are so close to being that guy.
Look how lean I am right now.
I said that when you walked into that Superman shirt. I said, you look like the Stefan version of Sloth. You're Slafon.
Slafon is great.
He's like, hola, you guys. Hey, you guys. I want to fuck your parents.
Oh, I want a baby root. A baby root would be delicious right now.
Sloth and Boré Chunk.
Yeah, Slafon fuck Chunk.
Oh, no.
He fucking got them cheeks.
Yeah,
Jay's lawyer.
I realize I cannot wear this shirt. I forgot that Sloth even wore this shirt.
But, dude, now you're kind of big. You look great. great. You're like in shape.
Yeah.
It just, you don't look retarded. You just look like
I look a little retarded.
You're wearing a retarded man's jersey.
Yeah, I am. I'm wearing a retarded man's costume. Yeah, there I am. That Sloth looks like mine and Zach's baby.
Yeah, dude. That's the Zach and Lewis show. Right there.
Right there. Shannon, that needs to be the new logo.
Yeah.
Just give me a pair of red suspenders. Look at that.
Sloth was a real ass dude. Turned on his criminal family.
Who played Sloth? Do we know? I never thought about it. Was it a famous person?
No. It's like the guy in the Predator suit.
Yeah. And it was a mask, right? He didn't really look
like it. Not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Who didn't like it because he was in a suit. But yeah, I think it was just, there he is.
This is the guy.
Some Polack.
Yeah.
He's a football player.
Oh, there he is.
He's a big boy.
John Matuszak.
Oh, Matuszak. I've heard that name. I just never seen it spelled.
Fucking Matuszak. Hell yeah. That sucks to be one of the most famous characters of all time and just not be recognizable.
Yeah.
He never got any other work. Did he get other work, Shannon? All right. So, look.
The creak of the mic was the best part of
Before we even get into today's show, let's find out what we're up against. Shannon, what are we up against?
In 1977.
Columbus died and went to heaven?
No, I knew you were going to say heaven.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm not sure.
Coneheads debuted on Saturday Night Live.
Ooh, look at that.
Man, if you watched SNL from 75 to 80, you're like, cocaine influenced a lot of this.
Dude, I watched an SNL sketch from the 90s I couldn't fucking believe. It was a Tim Meadows OJ sketch.
Yeah, where he did the drawing on the...
No, it's where he's burying his money. Have you seen this?
No, I saw the one where he writes, I did it on the telestrator.
They were so funny and edgy, and they really went there in the day.
So the bit was that they had followed him to see him like taking like bags of money out of his bank. He's like, I got no money, I'm broke. And he's holding a shovel covered in like 20s. And he's like, I was just walking around with my shovel. And they're like, what? He's like, I don't even have a shovel. And then he like gets caught to the point. And then he puts his hand over his mouth and just goes, murder. And everyone goes, what? He goes, see, they did it again.
Yeah.
He dropped it full.
Really?
I've never seen that clip before.
Dude, I don't remember that sketch at all.
It was on it was like a compilation on Tubi.
That's why Norm got fucking fired. It was for making fun of OJ.
Well, because the president of NBC was
Dick Ebersol was like friends with OJ.
Yeah.
If your friend, but it is kind of a cool power move.
My mom weirdly supported OJ.
So did my dad.
My mom was
What's up with our parents dying of substances that really were pro OJ?
Yeah, maybe that was
my dad.
That was a link right there. They were retarded junkies.
Yeah, my dad loved OJ because OJ's from San Francisco and went to like Galileo High School. So my dad was like, he's like me. He's from the Bay Area. And then I was like, OJ. I was like 11, and I was like, OJ did that shit. Yeah. My dad was like, it was the Colombians. His bitch ex-wife was on cocaine.
I mean, look,
like,
you hear all the details.
He loved OJ because he killed his ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah, dude, for real. Yeah. Trish, you got away.
Yeah, my mom, for some reason, the OJ lore got everybody, first of all, because there was no internet at the time. Court TV had the cameras in the classroom.
And they were the only ones.
I remember
I was
in middle school, I think, right? Was it 95?
Yeah. 94, 95.
I was in middle school, and the teachers would stop teaching and turn on the OJ trial in the classroom. They were like, you know, it's self-work time, everyone. And they'd have a fucking TV in the classroom.
Some forensic guy.
It was fucking wild, dude. And I remember we were supposed to go to a WWF house show. And my mom was glued to the TV watching the OJ trial. And me, my sister, and my buddy John Hickey were just furious. We're like, come on, you fucking stupid junkie.
She's dead.
You're not going to bring her back.
She's not coming back. And OJ didn't do it. That fucking, I remember when they announced the verdict, they put it on our TVs in school.
And yeah, like, they did that too, of course.
And I remember like all the black kids going nuts. They were like,
well, they were going nuts anyway. They weren't even paying attention. Yeah.
They go, what happened? Oh, OJ's also innocent?
Oh, that's fun.
Double thrust. Yeah.
I had an OJ Simpson slammer for my pogs.
That's pretty sick.
And it said the juice is loose, and it had OJ in fucking a jail cell. Try to find that, Shannon. Try to find the juices.
We looked at
it.
We eBayed it.
Did we eBay it?
Yeah.
Was it worth anything?
It was worth like $5.
Damn it. I thought my mom was like, keep that, kid. That's going to be worth something one day.
Yeah.
My mom would always say, my mom had no idea how to make money at all.
That bent spoon? Hold on to that.
Hold on to that right
you
there.
You could use it again.
I'd collect comic books.
Oh, you think that belt's for your waist only? No,
that wasn't it, Shannon. That wasn't it.
What if I told you your arm could be a waist?
It was
what if I told you your life could be a waste?
No, it was a gold slammer, and it had like almost like I want to say serrated edges, like a Chinese star almost.
They've been priming us for gambling since we were a kid.
Dude, Pogs were awesome. Did you like Pogs?
Loved them.
Loved Pogs.
But I remember people would bring low.
There it is.
That's sick.
That's the specific
one. That's a sick-ass slammer.
I know, dude. I wish I could make it into a belt buckle now. How cool would that be? Shannon, why don't we just buy it? I should own that.
You're acting like you got fuck you money when I got Dunkin'. You're like, we got that. Get the fucking slammer. Buy a $5 slammer.
Buy five of them. Why not?
I want one.
Shannon, have Karen go out in the cold and buy me an OJ slammer.
Make her win back Pogs.
Don't have
Karen outside. Boom. Okay, I get that one. I get that one.
Yeah, Pogs were so much fun, dude. But I didn't really like, we played, but it wasn't like.
There was a moment.
You were supposed to take each other's Pogs, right? Yeah. If you like flip them, you take them and they're your Pogs now. But we didn't do that.
Causes fights.
Look, you got your Pogs back. That's my Pog, cocksucker.
I got Bobby's World Pogs. From like Cocoa Puffs.
It's like, dude, those are my Pogs.
Yeah, that's fucking, that's my favorite Pog, dude.
But I remember like they came in a cardboard thing that you just like pushed out of cereal. But then I took them to school and was like, I'll play for those. And someone was like, yo, those are from a cereal
those
box.
Are shit Pogs.
Yeah, yeah, and I was like,
you can't push out Pogs. You have to. Also, there were cheap ones. There were the ones that would like start peeling off.
Those were those ones. Like the cardboard in the middle.
Yeah, bad. No. You had to
Didn't
get, like,
they all
good...
come from the peel off?
No,
they all had.
You could buy them in like stacks that were like.
Yeah,
like
there was
Power
there were
ones.
Higher quality Pogs.
There were,
and then there was the ones like the.
It was like a sheet,
a sticker. It was a sticker on the like cardboard.
Listen, all I'm saying, I think gambling might be illegal in New Orleans, but bring some Pogs.
The gambling's not illegal in New Orleans,
so bring Pogs.
But we should have a Pog tournament.
You should do high stakes. Pogs were
high
each.
Stakes. Fuck yeah, dude.
Where everyone gets
stoned. Oh, and it's all fat ass white girls.
Yes.
Pogs tournament.
But put high dollar value on each Pog.
Let's see. Benny and the Jets in the Race Live just said Pogs were gay. Shannon, time him out for 2 full minutes for that comment right there. Pogs are fucking dope. We're bonding. If everyone in the room agrees that Pogs are awesome and the Race Live chat disagrees,
it's like calling Santa gay.
Dude, we'll have Justin Silver host it. It's a benefit for dogs.
Oh, it's Pogs for dogs.
Pogs for dogs. Pogs for dogs.
Pogs for dogs.
Pogs playing Pogs for pugs.
Yeah. He goes, I think I just had a stroke.
Yeah, Shannon, maybe buy me that slammer. That would be a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
$30.
My mom wasn't wrong.
It's rare.
She wasn't wrong.
What was the value? What do you think you paid for in 93?
Probably four
for
or five
it.
Bucks. 94. $5 maybe. You'd go to like, there'd be like comic book stores, and that's where you'd get the Pogs.
Yeah, shout out Deceptions in Aurora.
And then I own maybe 7 comic books. I was like, I'm going to start collecting comic books, and I only got to like 7.
Yeah.
I never wanted to read them either. I didn't have the attention span to read a comic book. I didn't know how to go. I didn't know how to go across, go down. What is this thing?
Follow the bubbles, man.
I don't know, dude.
I just realized by saying the comic book store that I grew up going to sounds like a sex store. It was called Deceptions.
Ooh.
And you're like, what was I buying? Lacy underwear?
Deceptions in Aurora, Colorado?
They had a full xenomorph. Full fucking alien in
What's
the store.
I don't know what that is.
Alien.
The giant alien.
From the movie Alien.
Alien?
It's called the xenomorph?
Yeah.
I don't really remember the movie Alien that much.
It's great. It's a great franchise.
I should watch it. My son is doing magic now, which I remember.
It's me.
There we go. There you are. I remember one time when I was like maybe 11, I used to work at this hair salon, and that was like one of my first jobs. And
just a little stylist.
A little fucking.
What can I do for you?
I am sloven. So there was a comic book shop nearby, and there was also like a little place called Knickknacks 2. And Knickknacks was like, you know, pranks and magic tricks, and they would like, it was just kind of a weird little like knickknack shop that was kind of fun. Mm. And I would spend all my money on magic tricks there. And then the comic book shop, they had a sign in the window. They were like, magic tournament today. And I was like, oh, what? Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, dude, you didn't realize.
Dude, I showed up with my tricks.
With your eyeliner on. You had your mom, you waited for your mom was sober to do your eyeliner, and then you're like, I'm here.
I showed up, and then it was a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I knew that. And then I had to buy a bunch of Magic the Gathering cards to save face and not look like a jerk off. But then I got into Magic the Gathering.
Oh, you did?
I got into it, yeah. But that was how I got into Magic the Gathering.
What was the feeling like? On your way there, if you can put yourself back in your brain on the walk thinking it was an actual magic tournament.
Oh, I was ready to fucking mystify. I was ready to go out and just fucking impress everyone with my store-bought shitty magic tricks.
I love it.
Yeah, my son, he's got a whole magic collection now, like, he's like, you know, really getting into it. I told him, and then he told me, he was like, Dad, I have a confession to make. He's like,
I'm dabbling in the dark arts.
He's like, I taught a couple kids in school some magic tricks. Because I told him, you can't tell anybody. I was like, this is the thing.
I've been working with a Haitian voodoo doctor.
Dude, he fucking...
I wonder where he learned that.
Beatrice's new boyfriend?
So he...
We're on them bones, James!
We bring back the dead tonight, little James.
So now he's got two other friends that he's like, they're his apprentices in magic in school. He's teaching them magic.
He's got a little coven?
But they, he's a witch.
He's a little witch.
I'm going to buy him a pointy hat. He's a little fucking queer.
A little warlock.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
That is funny. There are like legitimately like who said this? Was this a joke or somebody? Somebody made this point. Might have been a chick I was talking to, but like
might have just been some pussy I rolled off of.
Young girls.
That's such a funny thing to say.
Young girls.
Was this a bit? Did someone say this, or did I fucking come on a lady and then she remarked to this?
Young girls will call themselves witches, but there's no like teenage boys being like, I'm a warlock.
Yeah, that sounds like a bit.
Yeah, it does sound
like a
bit.
Cool.
It is a fun, like fun a bit. That, a fun woman bit.
Yeah.
Some female, like some female comic that
sounds
I'm
like a
penetrating.
You know, Lewis, if you think about it.
Yeah. SNL's fallen off completely. Did you guys watch the SNL movie?
No.
I didn't watch it either yet. I kind of want to watch it, though.
I want to watch it because I heard Chevy Chase was like pissed about it.
Why is he pissed?
I don't know. He gets pissed about everything that's usually good.
Yeah.
That's how you follow it.
He seems kind of like a cunt, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty documented that he's a giant cunt.
Is he a giant cunt?
Yeah, he seems pretty insufferable.
Like Donald Glover, after he stopped working on Community, was like, he sucked.
Oh, really?
He like really, and
but he rapped it. He was like, yo.
It was the whole song. It's called This Is America. You might have heard it.
But the black lady in Community walked off set because he was dropping N-bombs.
Yeah, I mean, Chevy Chase might be Lewis's favorite new comic.
Ooh, I didn't realize that. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but he's like always been a problem.
It's the only thing that I like about David Cross is that he went to that chick on set and he was like, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong.
She's reading her script and she goes,
yeah.
Excuse me? I'm from Seattle.
But that girl was also a problem, right? She came out like multiple times complaining.
She's done it too
about,
many times.
Yeah, she did it to him. She did it to Marilyn Manson. And I think
these are all problematic people.
No, and
but the third time you go,
it was like
the
third
Marilyn Manson was like, ching chong, ching chong.
She said,
chong chong, ching chong chong. Oh, wow. By the third time, there was a heavy sigh.
Yeah.
Where she goes, you know who else was mean to me? And you're like,
shut up.
Were they?
Just shut up. Who cares? People are mean. The thing about old Hollywood that rules is like people could be mean. Now there's like all these people on set. You got to fucking. I remember when I got mic'd up on Louis' movie. It was a Louis C.K. movie, which is crazy. Maybe
after.
It was after. And maybe it was because they were conscious of who Louis was. But like they were like, listen, we're going to put this microphone down your chest. Is that okay? I'm like, just do it. I'm hard.
Yeah.
Please.
Can I take you in a room and jerk off in front of you?
Well, they were like, they were like, we're going to touch you now. We're going to put our hands. They had to like go through like these motions. I've never been in other sets in modern times, I guess.
They kind of do that, but not as much as that. They go like, I'm just going to drop the mic down. They usually just say stuff
usually
like that.
First day you get the rigmarole, and then once you know them.
Then if you know the person by name, you go, hey, Dave, and then they like, drop it down your shirt.
Yeah. The Louis set, they're like, please don't cancel me.
Please don't.
Please. I need this job.
That made me really laugh.
Making 22 grand a year being a PA, please.
When he put out the Madison Square Garden show, and he was like, thanks for coming here tonight. I know a lot of you lied to people. That really made me laugh. That was really funny.
Louis rules.
Yeah, Louis is the best.
He's the fucking man. I did a show with him with Joe List a few weeks ago.
Same, up in Boston before Thanksgiving.
So fucking nerve-wracking to have Louis just watching your set in a room full of 80 people. That's what, it was like a little
That's
tiny
exactly
room.
What I went through.
Dude, so
we did a jazz club up in like Cambridge, and I was up there because of Katie's family, and List was like, come do this show the night before Thanksgiving. And then we just sat on the side of the stage and watched each other's sets. Yeah. And I was like,
please, Louis, can you go to the bathroom right now? Yeah.
But it's fun.
I do a bit where I essentially molest a man in my act. I play with his dick. And he's like, he comes up to me after the set. He's like, you do that every show?
He goes, dude, I did that in real life. And that's pretty crazy you do that. His new hour is so fucking good.
Oh, he's the best, dude. So funny.
He's got like three bits that are like classic Louis bits that I watched him do that are new that you're like, these are so fucking good.
Just the fucking best. Just the bomb diggity, as they say. I'm starving. What am I going to break my fast with? I think my sister made a big pot of stew. This is what poor people do now. They just fucking have a giant crock pot of different stews. And
Poor people know how to make stews, though.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it. Just beef and fucking gravy.
Carrots.
I think it might be dog food.
Potatoes.
It might be Alpo.
She just microwaved Alpo. Yeah. She's like, I'm getting you back for all those years. Are you going to have a big chunk of bread with it?
No bread. No, no, no. I'm fucking.
That's the best part of stew, is taking the chunk of bread and dipping it in
the stew. I have a little bit of a gluten thing. I don't want to say I have celiac disease, but I might have celiac disease.
Celiac
disease.
It's a great name for an
album. I can't write a joke.
Celiac disease?
I'm a celiac. No, I might have celiac disease. Every time I eat bread or pasta, I break out in hives, and my stomach feels like it's rumbling and tumbling, and it hurts. Feels like there's...
Do you ever think you're just a pussy?
I'm a little bit. I watched South Park last night with James. And
on Comedy Central?
On HBO.
Oh, damn. I was wondering if we crossed paths, because I always go to bed to South Park.
Love South
they
Park.
They did the ginger episode, and I forgot how funny it is.
We did the episode where they were saving the veal.
Oh, yeah.
That, which is such a funny episode. And I just forgot the ending of it. It's like he's breaking out in hives. And you're like, what's going on? Does he have some sort of like mad cow disease or something? They don't say anything for the whole episode. And then it's the last scene. And they're like, yeah, these are tiny vaginas that have started opening up on his skin. Because he's not eating meat.
Yeah.
At one point, you'll turn into a huge vagina. Yeah. But
they're the best.
Oh, so fucking
funny. I want to go to Casa Bonita.
I know, me too. I'm trying to do it. Let's plan a trip. Why don't we plan a comic strip?
I mean, dude, I would love to go. I'm just from there, so I can just plan for the next time I'm there.
But you can't, because there's a waiting list that's like 6 months long.
Brother.
You got the connect?
You think I ain't got a guy in Arvada?
You got a guy?
That knows a guy in fucking Littleton.
No way.
That knows a guy in Conifer that went to high school with Trey.
Well, you met the Undertaker. What if he's your guy?
He's like, lose my number, Dan. Rest in peace. Leave me alone.
That'd be great. Do you have an actual end, you think?
No. Oh. But there are people I could ask that I know are like in the peripheral of. Yeah. But
how
I want to go.
How many degrees
it's not
of separation
that bad. It's not that hard to get in now. I don't think it's as tough as people make it. My
friend bought tickets. I believe he's not going till March because he couldn't get in till March.
No shit.
And he lives there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe it's a weekend. It's hard to get in.
Yeah, we could probably go like Tuesday at a fucking at 1 p.m.
Let's go.
It's
Shannon, can you look this up? Instead of us pontificating and wondering what it is, can you see if we can get tickets right now to Casa Bonita?
It sucks.
Or if you need tickets, or it's a reservation.
The food sucked so bad when I was
a kid.
Oh,
look, it's open all over the place.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Oh, yeah. My God. They're failing.
I think your
friend... Well, this is March.
Well, go back. Go back to this month, Shannon.
I think your friend might have lied to you. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, we could go today.
We can go today.
You want to fly to DIA and go to fucking Casa Bonita for dinner?
Get out of town.
No, we can't.
There's no availability. Hold on.
Why does it look open?
Premier. Ooh. All right. Well, all right. We don't got to do 3 days in a row. Go a week from now, Shannon. Let's see. Next week? No, there's not. It's not that easy, Dan.
All right. I take it back.
You take it back.
There was, when you used to go to Casa Bonita as a kid, it felt like, did you ever go to an indoor water park? Where there's like water slides inside.
Yeah,
there's one
in
Jersey. There's one in the mall of
that
America.
Feeling was how Casa Bonita felt with food.
It was just chlorine and food.
It just felt like this, like fucking. You just like smelled chemicals and you just ran. But it was fun to run around.
Oh, yeah,
Black
sure.
Bart's cave, the well where you got the wishing well.
That's also the funniest
well.
Episode of South Park, or one of.
Dude, it made me like, you know, the Leo, him pointing at the TV.
Yeah.
When I watched that episode when I was living in Arizona, he's like Casa Bonita, and you're like. They also did that with Al Gore. Cave of the Winds is a real place.
Yeah.
You can go explore.
No, South Park fucking rules. Like they, remember we find out Butter's family's from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I hit up Jade from The Stand and I was like, you have to watch this episode. Tell me how accurate this is. She hit me up like 2 hours later. She's like, that is crazy.
Really?
It is so how everybody, like all the white people from Hawaii, like Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah.
That show absolutely rules, dude.
That documentary is good too about them opening Casa Bonita back up.
Yeah, I got to watch it. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. I love Mando. It is total body deodorant, not just for your armpits anymore, but your balls, your grundle, your crack, your back, your pussy, your sack, everywhere you could stink, Zach.
You're running your eyes up and down me.
I'm Zach's got a lot of pussies all over his body. But I'll tell you right now, it really is an incredible product. Right now, this is what I'm wearing, Zach. Give me a whiff. I swear to God, I'm not lying about it.
Fairness.
I love it. It works better. I was using fucking other brands. I don't want to name the brands, but they smell good, but they don't last that long. By the end of the day, you're just a little bit like whatever it is. This is clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours, which is absolutely incredible. They have everything from stick deodorant to spray deodorant that's all paraben free and it's good for the environment. And they don't use it on animals. They don't do any of the cruel shit that other companies do to the animals and fucking probably children in third world countries. genuinely incredible products at shopmando.com. And really what we're talking about is the starter pack. That's what they're going to give you. If you guys want to check out their line of products, get the starter pack. It includes solid stick deodorant. It includes a cream deodorant and also two products of your choice like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes.
That's right. And you get free shipping. A special offer for our listeners, if you use the code LAZ at checkout, you're going to get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% off. I cannot put those deodorant wipes over enough. If you've been stuck in the car all day or anything like that, they really freshen you up.
Yeah, they're great. It's a Puerto Rican shower in a little pouch. ShopMando.com is the website. Use that promo code LAZ. $5 off the starter pack and free shipping. Let them know we brought you there. All right, where were we? Well, anyway, lots of fun stuff to talk about today. First of all, I'll say there was a flight attendant who got fired for twerking on the job. We'll take a look at her in a second. But what I will say is hot flight attendants are back in a big way.
Love it.
Whatever happened
for
a few years, it was like trans fucking women with big guts and dicks and fucking beards. Like
late night hookers. You had to hit them in the crotch.
It was gross. They, for whatever it was, they were hiring the ugliest people on the planet. My son's mother tried to become a flight attendant during this ugly period. And I think that's why they're like, nope, you're too pretty. Sorry. And they fucking said, keep it moving. And they hired some big fat black bitch. And
that sounds like you had a personal issue with one lady.
Well, I wanted to get the free flights from Beecher's. How great would that have been?
Yeah. My friend's mom used to be a flight attendant for Frontier, and we used to get like buddy passes, $50 you could fly somewhere.
Well, Frontier to fly is like $63, so yeah. it wasn't pretty,
but you had to wear khakis. You weren't allowed to wear jeans.
Really?
It was a weird thing. That's all I remember about that. We got to fly to New York. I got to come to New York when I was in high school, and he's like, you have to wear slacks.
That's
slacks or khakis. I was like, all right.
That, was it Napier Gatsy? He's like, hey, man, you can't get on the flight without slacks.
And you got to pray.
Yeah.
You got to pray.
You're wearing shorts on a flight? Okay.
The devil sees your knees. Can't be having that.
Yeah, dude.
So, wait. B tried to become a flight attendant.
She tried to become a flight attendant. She got through a couple rounds of like the interviews and
the bikini challenge.
Yeah,
you made my dick move. You're out of here.
Yeah, she didn't. They didn't hire her. But everybody, I think it was for JetBlue. And then I flew JetBlue like the next week when they didn't hire her. And it was just these goofy fucking fat bitches. Like they can't even get through the fucking aisles. They're huge. Oh, they're square. They're boxy. I thought it was one of the carts.
You gotta get.
I was like, are you a cart?
You gotta hire a tough flight attendant if you're gonna kick Khabib off a flight.
That's true. That is true.
Dude, something made me laugh. I sent this to Shane. Nate Diaz posted about Khabib and all of his crew, and he called them Ewoks. And it really made me laugh.
That's hilarious.
Just Nate Diaz talking shit, and calling them Ewoks.
First of all, how far we've come as a culture. That we're okay with a guy named Khabib and his friends on the plane in the first place.
True. That's what they were like.
And I'd be a little nervous.
At the end of the article, they were like, he is Muslim. Yeah. And everyone was like, all right. Why did you drop that at the end? Khabib Nurmagomedov?
Khabib.
I always say that name wrong. But yeah.
Nurmagomedov? Nurmagomedov?
But dude, kicking him off a flight? Your sprawl better be unbelievable.
Yeah, did he fight it? Like he didn't physically fight them, right?
I think he like didn't understand. He didn't understand English. That's how they're kicking him off. They're like, you're in an exit row. You need to speak English. If you, they say that to you every time.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah,
dude. It's so funny because you'll have your earphones on and you're in the exit row. They're giving you the speech. I was like, I fly every weekend, so I'm a dickhead. I'm going like, all right, got it. They're like, no, I need a verbal confirmation. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Huh? Hi, Colin. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Two podcasts in a row that I've done with Colin that he showed up a half an hour late for. Maybe you should
podcasts he had to drive 3 hours to get into.
Yeah. Maybe you should not live in fucking, where the hell you live now.
I just won't do this anymore.
No, you know what? It's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, fine.
We it's both over. Win.
We both, it's a win-win for everybody here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Was it bad?
Sucks. Yeah, they said there was a drawbridge that broke in New Jersey. I didn't even know I went over a drawbridge to get here.
I didn't even know there was water between
us. Honestly, it took so long to get in. It would have been better had they just like been like, we're fucked. And I could just turn around.
Just turn around and go home.
But it was like.
Have you ever had that where you get to turn around?
No.
It feels so good.
That happened with Naeem last week. Naeem, I mean, we were an hour and 15 minutes into the show. He's like, yo, dog, I just got to Penn Station. I was like, we're ending in 10 minutes. He just turned right back around to go to Philly.
But it's fucking insane how bad public transport is. Like, I was just in London, and it's just
Oh, it moves quick.
Every 2 minutes, there's no fucking...
Got screaming maniacs
there's
no on home. It?
Yeah, there's a lot of immigrants.
No one's on fire.
No, exactly. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's just the best.
Well, they don't know how to cook over there.
That's true.
Their food sucks.
They don't know what fire is.
That picture of that cop looking at his phone while the lady is on fire is the most American photo I've ever seen in my life. There's a woman, like, you know the stunt man in the suit? She looks like
it's
that.
Like Freddy Krueger coming down the stairs.
Yeah, with the steps on fire. Yeah. And there's just a cop.
He's on DraftKings, dude.
Like, he's like, fucking charges didn't cover. And this lady's like,
I'm burning. Hitting the parlay. Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Oh, these fucking, I tell you what, these blacks aren't good quarterbacks.
Show us the Khabib getting kicked off the flight, please.
Did you see Khabib got kicked off the flight? Heard about this?
They asked him, was he okay or something?
No, they asked him to speak English.
And he couldn't say yes?
Yeah. He's like, dusku, brusku, dusku. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. He goes,
get off this flight right now.
He went, Ola Akbar.
Ola Akbar. I was telling them, though, what made me laugh is Nate Diaz made a post about it, and he called him and his whole crew Ewoks.
Show us this, Shannon. Show us this video.
I think he did that before.
It's so funny. It's so funny. That's his problem. Okay, so he had a woman giving him directions. That ain't the English. That's the Islam.
She was going to have him switch seats because, first of all, it's Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yes.
Why is he not flying first class? By the way, I think
they're like, dude, if you read about him, they're like very.
I made a decision. I'm never flying first class again unless they upgrade me. I get upgraded enough that it's
Delta.
A fucking waste of time and a waste of money. The seats aren't when I was heavier. I think it was like a little bit worse of an issue, but if you go in, I always am in the front of the plane to the certain row 7, row 8, something like that.
Delta Comfort,
United.
Well, he's a United boy.
I'm United guy. I'm a Newark.
Fucking bus terminal.
Come on, dude. What, Newark?
Yeah, Newark sucks. Newark, ass.
I finally
decide when they don't want to do TSA pre-check. They just go, we're not doing it today.
I like that.
I don't like that at all.
I don't have TSA pre-check. I just have clear.
I have clear,
so I'm like, good. I don't give a shit. Fuck that. I like Newark because now when you go to one airport enough.
You know it. You know the lanes.
I thought when I was younger, I was like, dude, an airport is crazy. They change it. Like, your flight is always sort of out of the same gates, the same ones. It's almost like a daily schedule. So if you go to the same places over and over again, you sort of know it. I know which way to go, left, right. Sure. I can just navigate through the airport without looking at signs now. It's awesome. I'm way in.
Yeah, you do get.
So, but have you noticed that they've made the flight attendants are hot again?
Are they?
Yeah, they're hot again.
Why? The OnlyFans is just oversaturated.
Well, maybe they let them promote their OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Where they go like, and if you see to our left, and then they go, also, if you want to sign up for my OnlyFans, my name is Becky XXX.
So pull up this chick that got fired for twerking. I want to see this chick.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think we did just come up with a great idea.
Oh, yes, yes.
Look at this, bitch.
What is this?
I'll tell you right now, that's Delta.
That's not United.
Oh, it's Alaska.
Alaska Airlines. Look at her. Hell yeah. And they fired her.
But
for what?
The United Arab. The United.
Arab Emirates?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah, but those flight attendants don't have clits, so I can't get into the fantasy.
No, they're all whiteys.
Oh, they're all whites.
Yeah, they only hire models.
So she put it on her TikTok doing a little dance, and then they saw it and they were like, yeah, you're fucking done.
How dare you act like a slut in our slutty work uniform that we force you to wear?
Sky slut? Why are you slutty?
You're slutty on the ground?
Yeah. No, only in the sky may you be slutty. Take it to the ground.
International waters.
Sky law. You can be slutty in the sky.
Sky waitress. Decorum.
Has anyone ever fucked on a plane?
I have.
You fucked on a plane?
I have,
Oh, you have?
I thought you meant in general.
Yeah.
Guys, have any of you ever actually felt a woman?
I fucked in every form of transportation.
You fucked on a plane?
How did you fuck on a plane?
I finger fucked on the Roosevelt Island tram, the one that's in Spider-Man, swear to God.
That's fine. Did she wake up? Ring, ring, ring goes the trolley.
How did you fuck on a plane? Walk us through this.
Yeah. We went to the bathroom.
United?
Together?
No, I went first. And then I said, meet me in there in a minute. I'll go and just like be in. And then we made sure nobody was there.
How long ago was this?
I mean, 12 years ago, maybe?
And so...
I feel like that
13, 14 years ago, maybe?
These are lying years.
Why would I lie?
Because you were cheating at the time.
No, it was... I'm not going to say what it was.
I'm going to say...
It was 28 years ago.
That he's doing the math means it's correct, and he's just making sure...
Did you, like, watch for a flight attendant or whatever?
No, the plan was if we got caught, if they knocked on the door, we were going to say, I'm sick, and she was helping me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I bet you are sick with a boner.
And how long? Was it just a real quick six
pumps? Did you just pump it in?
I don't think I nutted. I think it was just like to do it to
get you started for when you land.
What'd you say?
Get it started for prime it for when you land.
It was just to kind of be like, hey, let's do it. Like, let's fucking try. I used to be a freak, dude. I used to love public sex. It's my shit.
What's we've talked about this before on the regs, but you had sex like on a car,
on a cop car in the middle of like 7 p.m. Me and Karen Feehan in Gramercy.
Nice.
Yeah,
but those cop cars are there are cop cars in New York that just no one ever. Uses
well, there was a cop inside of it. He was like, whoop, 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 whoop. He was doing the fucking.
we got a 369 right here. We got a Puerto Rican.
Get off the hood of the trunk. Yeah. Get off. No intercourse on the front. Turn her around.
Great.
I will get out. I will.
No, I've had a lot of I've had a lot of public sex. Those were like my real scummy years, like when me and Karen were together. So I'd be like, hey, let me just. We'd be in a Chinese deli. I was like, let me just fuck you in the deli. We'd go in like the aisle with like little cans of spam and fucking like things that nobody ever buys.
And you just pop it in?
I just pull their pants down and pop it in.
Cool. But you didn't have to like work it up. You just Puerto Ricans just get hard like that.
I think fucking outdoors and stuff like that.
It's the excitement.
It's the thrill.
And
then you don't have to be like good at fucking because it's kind of like we're under a time crunch.
No, well, I'm not trying to fucking
and also
bust
getting
nut.
That's why it's even better.
I'm just trying to get it in for a minute.
Baby, of course I'd love to make you come, but we're in a handicapped bathroom right now.
This is a bank robbery. We're on a koala station table.
I don't have time for your pleasure, baby.
This Chinese guy's coming down the aisle pretty hot.
They call my order.
Yeah.
14! 14! Stop fucking in span aisle!
There's no foreplay when you're doing it in public. You don't have to do it. You don't got to even get a wet, you just rip it into her.
Do you guys do that crusty, sexy talk, or you go, yeah, do you want to fucking do it?
Usually it's me being like, come on, let's do it. She's like, no, you have to pull her pants down kind of against her will.
I've had plenty of public sex, actually.
This pins Lewis to like 16 rapes that are open cases.
Central Park.
They put the map over it, they go, it was him the whole time.
Yeah, dude, a little public sex.
He goes, you know, girls jogger through the park, and you run up on her,
you say, quick.
You put a knife to her throat.
Let's
you
make
go
this
like,
easy.
Hey, come on, we'll go in the bush. Just let me put it in.
Ah, shit.
That used to be one of my favorite Kurt Metzger lines was when I first moved here, he had a joke about the show Super Sweet, my Super Sweet 16. And he goes, those girls deserve a raping. And I'm talking about a jump out of the bush meat and potatoes raping.
Yeah.
That was like one of
Let me get another black coffee, raping. Shannon, please.
It's so funny.
That's great.
So this girl, Shannon, what happened with this girl? She got fired from the job?
Yes, and then she started a GoFundMe to help her with her like new lingerie ideas.
What a stupid bitch.
So
and
close.
Out of the $12,000 goal, she has $182 raised.
That's it?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
that makes me happy.
I thought you were about to say $182,000.
No. And we would all just believe it. Like, she earned $2 million. We're like, see?
You don't
do anything.
$182 hurts.
I mean, I feel like she should just start an. If she started an OnlyFans, that would have been. It was the time. She had a moment.
Yeah.
She had a moment. She could have started an OnlyFans. Everyone would have joined it. I would have told Shannon to join right now. We would have supported this bitch. But she's trying to do a fucking. She's trying to make a business out of it. No.
I have a question. Is there an OnlyFans like review page where it tells you what they're doing? Sometimes I see people
like a Wikipedia for OnlyFans?
Or just like a review of something like what you'll see because some people
three stars I jerked off to it
no flaps.
Well, a lot of these gals will do like a free membership and you have to pay for like the nudes and the sexy shit, which that's the way to do it because you're sitting there you're beating off you're like, oh fuck dude, that's how I've been caught. Once your credit card's in OnlyFans, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
brother, you start signing up for wild shit.
Yeah, it can get you. It gets you. One click shopping is
that's an issue.
Unethical,
it's why Amazon's so dangerous.
Yeah, you know?
This is Amazon with pussy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karen. I forgive you for giving me the liquid IV yesterday, by the way. It did bum me out, though. It put me in a bad mood last
night. Did you end your fast then?
No. It ruined technically my autophagy.
Yeah, it doesn't count,
It counts. Nah, I'm adding more hours. I might even add another like 12 hours. I might wait till tomorrow morning to eat. I'm supposed to be 3:45 is when I'm supposed to eat and break my fast. At
for the sake of the show tonight, can you eat?
Well, I was definitely moving it to 7 o'clock, so it was going to be right a 76-hour fast.
Would that fuck you up though? Eating right before you do a show.
So puking everywhere.
guys, this is a bad idea. What's the worst dream you ever had?
This.
Points. Double points.
That's trauma leaving my body.
Weakness.
No, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I'm going to eat some healthy food, some meat, some potatoes.
Ooh. A stew.
Oh, a lot of
I bet
stew.
You got some good stews in Ireland, dude.
Yeah,
Ireland's all. That's the best thing you can eat in Ireland.
You ever had a Guinness stew in Ireland?
No.
It's fucking unbelievable.
The Guinness thing is, I don't know. If
I know it's just they do it to like get our dicks hard. Like,
I think it's just, yeah. But you guys
put mashed potatoes on your fucking stew sometimes.
Some people do that. The thing is, everyone makes it different. Every family kind of just has their own version.
Yeah, whenever
it's just a bunch of poor Irish people. They're just like, we got potatoes.
It's whatever's about to expire.
Yeah,
throw it in a pot and boil the fuck
out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet rosemary's in here.
Shave a little off. Like zest of a lemon.
I enjoy a stew. I enjoy a soup.
Oh, I make a good stew.
You know what?
I posted how to make
Shannon,
a stew.
What you snacking on? Soup edition. Let's fucking go.
But you don't like bread.
Do you not like bread?
Shannon? Yeah, soup. You have to have bread with
of
soup.
Of course.
He's getting it.
Oh my God, I'm Shannon. Sorry. We're supposed to just fucking tear into it.
But Irish food is all, yeah, it is kind of sloppy. It's all fucking stews. And then you get caught in the like bad rain on your way home from work. Then it warms you up. It's like, it helps you get survived.
It's just God punishing you guys, and you guys are the most devout. We love you, God. And he's like, rain.
Bless me.
And here's your little slop bucket, and you go,
bless
Jesus Christ.
Peppered water.
Oh, thank you, Middle Eastern man.
Some warm peppered water.
Oh, Middle Eastern Jew that fucking lives in the sky.
Shannon, what are you snacking on?
What are you snacking on?
What are you snacking on, soup edition? Well, if you got a snack on a soup, folks, what are you snacking on? Number one soup. This is a segment, yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about stew. Stew is great, but I use bread, baby.
Stew's not a soup, though.
I mean, look, if you want to do soup, stew isn't a soup. Hold on. A soup is anything that has liquid and chunks in a bowl.
There's a scientific answer here.
Define soup, Shannon. Is stew a soup? Is fucking borscht a soup?
Borscht is fucking, man.
Dude, a borscht.
A good borscht.
With beets.
The cellar borscht in the winter.
Those Jews can make
what's
a good
the
borscht.
Beef bourguignon or something. Bourguignon, some French thing.
Bourguignon?
Beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Four retards trying to think of a soup.
No, I got it.
Bourguignon.
Technically, a stew can be considered a type of soup. The key difference is that stew is generally thicker and chunkier. It's like Zach. With less liquid compared to most soups, where liquid is primary component. Okay, stew is considered a more specific category with a broader definition of soup.
I got my soup. French onion.
That's
a solid one.
The bread's in the soup.
Yeah. A good French onion is fucking
when you get
great.
A good one, it can come out shitty, though, too.
Yeah, but if they've got the little metal pot
of course.
That's specifically for it.
If it's not in that.
It's usually not metal.
I wouldn't even have it.
Ceramic crock pot, usually.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You go to any diner, they have a fucking banging ass French onion soup.
Yeah, dude. There was this place I went to in Milwaukee that had a French onion soup. Milwaukee, the land of prosperity. And my buddy Aiden was there opening for me, and he had never tried French onion soup. And I was like, this is the French onion soup to try.
Wow.
It was perfectly, the cheese was perfect. When you broke the layer, you got through down to the bread at the bottom.
Yeah.
So you could fuck. Ooh.
You know what I don't like? You go to these more fancier spots, they're like, we're going to put just one big old chunk of bread in it. I want it to be a little. Like croutons
is
broken
not,
up.
It's not supposed to be just one big.
Yeah, you break it up with your spoon.
No, I want it to be broken up like a diner,
like
an old school diner.
An iceberg on top.
Yeah, we used to go to the Mon Ivy Diner, order a French onion soup.
That was just croutons.
There was a smoking section, and we'd sit there for 7 hours. One soup, 7 hours later.
Soup, the worst French onion soup.
Best French onion soup I've ever had in my entire life.
He's like, you know what I love? When they don't make it right.
No cheese.
Bread and cheese, and they put it on the broiler.
They use cheap ingredients.
Yeah, dude.
It's French fries. They put French fries. That's what makes it a French onion soup. It's French fries and onions.
Bimbo bread.
How do you feel about like a bisque, like a lobster bisque?
Love a bisque.
Love a bisque soup. I mean, we're being assholes now.
But there is a I remember Googling what's the difference between a bisque and a soup.
Really? You've had that right?
Colin hates his fiance.
I would, what about pho?
Pho?
Yeah, that's the Asian soup, right?
Pho is fucking.
I don't know if I've ever had pho.
It's more of a broth.
It is a broth.
And but again, what's the difference between a ramen?
I mean, what's the difference between a ramen and a pho?
Guys, yeah, all we're saying is we're a lot more alike than we are. Guys, this is a uniting conversation.
I love me a ramen. Dude, I love me a ramen.
Yeah, but a pho?
You go to a ramen spot.
Dude, I got a place for you in Chinatown. It's unbelievable.
I'll never go. Chinese people are the dirtiest animals on the planet.
Yeah, but it helps with the food a little.
Yeah.
A can of Coke?
You want a C rating. More than a C rating, it's not authentic.
You ever look at like a Chinese person's gums? Ugh.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, what are you, fucking breeding them? Why are you looking at their gums?
Sometimes when they give me rub and tugs.
Checks their haunches.
Sometimes when they give me rub and tugs, I kiss them.
Best in show. Put me down.
Stop fucking in my spam aisle. Put me down.
Cameron, look at his gums. This one's ready for breeding. Like feels his neck. He's strong.
I will say they probably hate me for it too. I'll call a Chinese restaurant and be like, listen to me, I want wonton soup mixed with the egg drop soup.
No, dude.
And then you get a little bit of the
hot oil.
Sure.
That sounds good. But I also know your energy and Chinese restaurant energy are oil and water.
Yeah, it's like two dogs barking at each other
from just going back and
so then they
what
get
do you
hungry?
Mean I know that? He goes, I said I want the fucking jump drop.
I know you can do it.
Dude, my first job ever was working at that hair salon, right? And my job was to get lunch for everybody.
For the ladies?
For all the ladies. They were all hot fucking hairdressers. That's another job back in the day. It was all hot bitches that were getting into hairdressing.
When I started
because they were stupid cunts. They couldn't do anything else.
Yes. When I started jerking off, there was I cleaned a hair salon too. I used to go by, and there was a woman that worked there that was so hot. Mm. And she came in one time and I was like, am I about to fuck this lady? And I was 14.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been.
Like, I remember there was this chick named Eileen.
She came in and I was just
she's like, hi. And you went,
I jerked off in the bathroom and she left. I was like, that girl's so
I used to. So downstairs, there was a calendar. Like, I guess it was like an Italian guy on the place. It was called Bruno's. There was a calendar on the wall and it was just topless chicks on the calendar. So I would go downstairs and just beat my dick and come on the floor. This is when I was like 11. I was jizzing for sure because I was shooting my loads directly on the floor. And
just
then
like an up and then down?
And then I would clean it up with the towels that they use to wash people's hair and then throw it in the washer. And it's one of my more famous stories.
Are you doing something to the shampoo? Because it is doing my volume.
Yeah. Lewis, I don't know what you're doing, but we have a line out the door right now.
But business is a booming.
But there was this hot chick named Eileen that worked there.
Come on, Eileen.
I mean, so hot. Come on, Eileen. Hell yeah, I wish. I wish I could. Come in, Eileen. Come on, Eileen. Lick it off her.
Oh, no. You're not doing that, are you?
She was a smoke show.
You've never slurped your comeback
up. I've never slurped my comeback up, no.
But it took Colm and I out so quickly. Both of us were over here like, the fuck, dude?
Lewis was like, I'm not a cum on your face. Oh,
you know, what my favorite soup is? Cum soup. A bowl of cum soup.
Lewis, me.
A nice spoon of me.
The cream of some young guy.
I'm gonna bisque.
And it is a soup.
But my mom did her hair for like a hairdressing competition and she was her model. She was this smoking hot. She was maybe 19 or 20.
Oh.
And she was one of the shampoo girls.
I used to
fucking have her shampoo my hair just at the end of my shifts. I was like, sure, I could use a hair wash. I mean, it was fucking heaven. She had these nails. She knew what she was doing, dude.
Yeah.
She knew she was fucking making me fucking rock hard.
She probably saw it.
And then
my mom
had this picture of her, and I lied to all my friends, and I told her that this was my girlfriend from another state. I had that lie.
Classic. God bless.
And I had to keep it up for years.
Sure.
God bless.
That I lost my virginity to this girl in fucking wherever. I never even visited out of state.
No. She was on the news. She killed her whole family. And you go, I know, for me.
No, she was fucking smoking, dude. Oh, Eileen. She's got to be like fucking 70 now or 60. Isn't that crazy?
No, you were 11. She was 19.
She was 20. Yeah, she's 10 years older than me, about probably.
So about 60.
So, well, she's no. She's but it's crazy. If I saw her, I'd still like be like, oh, Eileen. She's a 52-year-old woman.
Yeah,
she's an old lady.
Dude, it's on, like the way that Zach Facebook. And I feel when we see like Hulk Hogan. We're like, he could still go.
Yeah,
I'd
fuck him.
I'd still bang him, dude.
God, I would fantasize about just going around the hair salon and just fucking all the hairdressers.
Yeah.
And but I was also at an age where like I would also there was like one fat one and I'd also fantasize about fucking her and I had to get through it because that was the game I had to fuck everybody in the salon.
You were like, and she was grateful.
Well, she gave good head in my head.
That, well, you're new. You're a smart young man.
After you fucked all the hot ones, she goes, "Oh, thank you for also fucking me, Lewis.
Thank you, little 11-year-old fat boy.
Even though I'm so ugly, I'm so grateful.
Thank
you,
little Latin lover boy."
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. Small Batch Cigar, a longtime supporter of the show and the network. We love them. I love cigars at this point. I smoke them probably a couple times a month. And that's the best way to get your cigars is to go get them from Small Batch Cigar because they have every brand that you guys want, probably brands that you don't even know about because they have an amazing new section that a lot of people like to start off on the website. You click the new button and they show you all of their new cigars and all their new products that come in. But really, it's the fact that they give you free shipping on every order. And they arrive in just a couple days, and they have the best, most thorough packaging in the industry.
That's right. It's the Bovita pack. So it's a 69% humidity pack included with every purchase, with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard to find cigars with the most thorough packaging in the industry. And Lou, you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase.
Right now, go to smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off, 5% rewards points. What's there not to love? Even if you're not a big cigar guy, keep a few cigars in your house for when your friends that come over, if you got to celebrate something. This is a great way to do it. Smallbatchcigar.com, promo code GAS10. All right, where were we? Look, we'll continue our soup convo, but let's do some plugs real quick. Shannon, what are we plugging on? Or Colin, what are you plugging on?
Check out my podcast, the Colm Terrell Podcast. I'm on the road coming up in St. Pete. I'm in Gainesville, Wisconsin, Appleton, Wisconsin. I've got dates in Maine, Houston, a bunch of dates. ColmTerrell.com. I don't know all of them, but I'm at Washington, D.C., loads of places. ColmTerrell.com and follow my podcast, the Colm Terrell Podcast. Thank you.
Support Colm on the road. Very funny. Dan Soder.
Yeah, listen to Soder. Listen to the Regs. If you're in Winnipeg, there are a couple tickets left, I believe, for Saturday Late. I'm at Rumors the 30th through February 1st. And then I will be in Huntsville, Alabama at Levity Live February 20th through the 22nd with Sag Daddy DaGod. And then February 28th, Balboa Theater in San Diego. March 1st, I'll be at the United Theater in Los Angeles. And then March 2nd, I will be at the Palace of Performing Arts in San Francisco. DanSoder.com for tickets. I love you.
Very cool. Zach Amico.
My movie Shakespeare Shitstorm is now on streaming. Go to watch.troma.com. First month is free. And I'll be in Worcester, Massachusetts, February 14th and 15th with Juggalo Championship Wrestling the next month. We're in Nevada, Tucson, and one more stop.
Very cool. Check them out, T-Town.
Very cool. Come see me live on the road, guys. My tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. This weekend, I'm in Canada. The tickets for Ottawa are sold out already, but you guys can get tickets for Montreal or Gananoque. Gananoque is Thursday, Montreal Friday, Saturday. Take the trek. Make the ride, baby boy. Let me know what's going on. Bring five friends. Why not? Then next weekend, I'm in North Charleston, South Carolina on Thursday, Naples, Florida on Friday, Saturday. February 6th and 7th, I'll be at Rumors in Winnipeg. And 8th, the week after Dan. Good job, team, for booking me right after Dan Soder or 1 week later. Then Wise Guy, Salt Lake City. Tickets are officially up on the site February 21st and 22nd. We just changed to St. Catharines and Windsor Run. That's going to be at the end of March now, so that should be updated on the site soon. But get those tickets because those will work for the end of March. A lot of other stuff coming up, guys. I'm going to London, Ontario as well. Philadelphia on my birthday weekend. I got some Arizona dates coming up. Vancouver is getting on the calendar as well. I know a lot of people wanted to see me in Vancouver. So go get tickets for all of those shows and more. It all leads up to my brand new special taping, July 12th, Tampa, Florida, Sidesplitters. Very excited about this. VIP passes are sold out. Bobby Kelly's going to be directing. I'm so excited to perform this hour for you guys. This is going to be the fucking breakout performance for the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. So get those tickets. Be a part of history. And if you guys want to come to Skankfest, Skankfest New Orleans is happening November 14th or 16th. Presale is January 29th at 1 p.m. Eastern at skankfest.com. Get those passes. The kickoff party band that we're talking to right now, if we book them, people are going to lose their fucking minds. It's always a secret, but it keeps on getting bigger and better every year. New Orleans, the energy behind New Orleans this year is crazy. The amount of comics that were like, yeah, dude, I'm done with Vegas, but now they know it's in New Orleans that are coming out. I've had people hitting me up being like, dude, please put me on Skankfest this year. You guys are going to love it. Get those tickets January 29th. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. Make sure you guys subscribe to all my other podcasts, The Regs, Story Wars, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks right here on the Gas Digital Network. And if you guys really love the sound of my voice, I do a solo podcast, just me talking shit with a microphone, audio only. It just goes out to my email list. So you got to go to lewisofskanks.com. At the top of the page, you'll see a little prompt. Put your name, your email, your hometown, and you will get an email every Friday morning with a newsletter and a brand new podcast, just me talking shit. That's that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking plugs.
Did you book that the trip during my wedding?
No. We're good for your wedding. We're good for your wedding. I'm 100% positive.
That was gonna be funny.
I messaged my team. We're doing a contest where I'm gonna bring a date. But now I'm seeing a couple gals. And
oh,
now
yeah?
I feel like.
Can I have a look? Can I?
Yeah. We have a couple girls already. To Shannon, why don't you pull up our entries so far and show Colm, because it is Colm's wedding. Sure. So I did a contest.
You're giving him a mystery plus one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. It's a contest for the show. Contest.
But you can't embarrass. You obviously he's not going to embarrass.
I'm not going to bring a big fat fucking.
No.
Yeah,
I believe exactly. You're going to bring an insane.
I did
stop myself.
But
you're going to bring an insane hot girl.
Probably a crazy hot bitch. There's been a couple hot ones already. The black chick was hot. The new white chick
was
hot.
Snake girl was really hot.
Snake girl was fucking
snake
smoking.
Girl.
Yeah, she had snakes. Look at her.
Oh wow.
Yeah, dude, she's a savage.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one, Shannon?
Cover up those tattoos.
Oh, give me 1 second.
Oh, there's no tattoos at a Catholic.
Not
our
church.
Yeah.
No, this is a waspy New Jersey socialite wedding.
Okay.
I'm the little toy.
Look at this bitch. Dude.
Oh my, that's not real.
It's real.
That girl did not enter this contest.
Dude, they talk. It's not like it's just a picture. They say, "Hey, Lewis, I want to come with you."
She entered?
Yeah, she entered.
There's no way Colm's mom is not going to ask that girl for more appetizers.
Excuse me.
No, she's going to say we met before. Right?
Excuse me. God has obviously.
She goes, "Hey, girlfriend, do you mind if you have more? Do you have more pigs in a blanket?" She goes, "I don't know you. I mean, with Lewis, you old Irish bitch, I'll bite your nose off."
Excuse me. Do you have any hot Cheetos?
You look like a pint of Guinness.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, this poor girl.
Like nightfall.
God has tainted her skin.
I've given money to UNICEF.
I'm sorry about the hurt. I'm sorry about what happened to Haiti all those years ago.
You remind me of a doll my grandmother had.
These girls.
We used to have a story about the doll my grandmother gave us.
It's almost 10 o'clock. You should be getting on now.
Black Amanda.
She goes, "What time is curfew for you?"
I mean, those girls are so hot, I should try to get them both. I mean
I guess. You could. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Can I get a plus two, please?
Mrs. Terrell. Meet my
hello.
Meet, this is my harem.
Meet Midnight and
so, so what's Striker and Laser? You give them American Gladiator names. This is Lace and this is Ebony. Yeah.
If you want to join the contest to go to Colm Turrell's wedding, email us lewisandzach@gmail.com. Include a 1 minute video describing why you'd be a great date for the wedding, and we're going to continue on this path all the way until June, somewhere in New Jersey. We're not saying when, we're not saying where.
Sure.
But it's going to be quite the time. But now I'm seeing a couple different chicks now, and I feel like they're going to be mad.
About the contest?
About
they can enter.
The contest. It's true.
They can
tell them that you have a lifestyle.
I mean, they're going to be mad about each other when they find out about each other.
I mean, they're figuring that out right now. In real time, they're going.
Now, this is like a bit that Lewis does.
What?
He just pretends to be dating multiple girls.
Wow.
Just so they know.
You're right.
Just you're keep right. them in check.
It's just a bit.
For anyone listening, I'm winking.
No, but for the first time in my life, I'm being honest that I'm not hiding things from women, which is like a pattern in my life. I'd always have secrets. no matter what. Sure. There's always a secret going.
Of course.
Yeah. So now
you're like, just out in the open, just an open book?
Yeah, and then I'm not trying to take things slow. And then sure. As soon as you tell the girls that you're seeing other girls, then they fucking, they're way in.
Sure.
It's actually the worst way to do it.
Sure. This sounds like someone who has secrets going on. Yeah. This is my first time I've ever, don't have secrets.
What?
Why would I admit that I used to have secrets?
I'm wearing a big question mark suit.
I have no secrets. All my secrets. Yeah, that's what gets, you're gonna get.
What gets drier the more I cheat?
So those are the two women that have entered?
There was a third, but it was a guy.
Oh no.
He was like, dude, come on, bro.
That's crazy, no.
Yeah, no, it's not
just
happening.
A big column fan?
Yeah. No, it was just some dude that wanted to come. I understand.
There will
the sentiment.
Be some like probably
gays?
Comedy fans at the
I thought you said gays. I was like, no.
No, just you'd be surprised. All these New Jersey people listen to like They Just Gangsta stuff.
Oh, really?
So there would be people that would know you.
Oh, so just because they know a comic and then they get into the lore of the comedy scene and then they become fans.
Well, there's Legion of Skanks fans and stuff that I know who would be like, you know, my fucking girlfriend's cousins or whatever.
Oh, nice. Are they hot? Are they chicks?
There's one hot.
That's all they want. Fans.
There's a hot chick.
No, there's a couple hot Legion of Skanks. Dude, it's happening. You know what it is? Because like Kill Tony and Shane and these people have gotten so big,
mainstream fellas.
Mainstream fucking LA fucking Trump supporting fags. It trickles down to us. So now there's like hot chicks once in a while in the audience, and you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
it's like, I love the Legion of Skanks. I love the racist live chat.
I love crazy insane comedy.
And you go, what? No, you don't.
I hate woke tards.
Oh my god, are you gonna hit me with the woke mind virus?
Are you a libtard?
Yeah. I have a drag.
You go. You've never been down this road before, have you?
No, no. It's another new thing. Is like just girl. There was a girl that sent me nudes like 2 days ago, just out of nowhere.
Good for you, buddy.
For no reason at all. And I was like, what if I'm a lunatic? Like, and I am a lunatic.
It was unprompted?
Unprompted. Nothing. Never even spoke to her before.
Wow,
she was like,
great.
Hey, just so you know, I want you to see me naked.
That's great.
It's pretty sick. Yeah.
There's some comic. Well, Dan's probably, you probably get that.
You get that, Dan.
No.
You never get just unprompted nudes?
No, I'm pretty loud about being in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
Oh, yeah, because that stops the sluts. That's just another part of the game.
No, that doesn't stop the sluts. That makes them want you more.
That's what I'm saying.
When I was in a relationship, I had to fight them off with a stick.
But there are dudes that just get that all the time.
Yeah, I had to fight them off with
a stick. Honestly, I never.
Francis Ellis of the world.
Yeah, I never was one of those guys.
Never?
No. I think I'm too much of a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
I think they don't see that in me.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I get like,
girls
hey,
that like,
I'm going through stuff emotionally. And you're like, I don't want to fucking know this.
Girls that like me have like real just issues. They're like,
of course.
Dude, fucking,
They
just cutters.
Neck tattoos, yeah.
Yeah.
Scars.
I have a joke about fucking a cutter, and then now I get girls will be in my DM. She's like, I cut myself. Do you like that?
Here's a video of me doing it. You go, really? No.
I had a girl do it in front of me once. This girl, oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking mentally unwell.
Lunatic cutters. Maddie Smith just walked in. I had Maddie Smith with Josh Barnett on Monday. What a weird combo.
Fun.
Yeah,
that's
very
fun.
It's going to be wild. She's not going to know who he is. It's going to be great.
That's Josh Barnett, dude.
Warmaster.
Are you kidding me?
Babyface Assassin.
He's the man. One of the original UFC guys, professional wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay.
King in Japan.
Original champion, right? I think he got stripped of his title for steroid use.
I don't know. He was badass. He used to be on the old Dreamcast game the old PS2 game.
Wow. He's coming in Monday. Monday. I'm taking over the booking for the show. Shannon's great, but it's always like fucking Robbie Goodwin and Figs. It's like over and over again. Come on. They're great. But
that counts as multiple.
But you can ask Dan and Colm how many times I ask them and they say no, though. It's not for my lack of trying.
And then I text Dan once and he's like, yeah, I'll be there next week.
Well, Shannon's very nice about it, but she's like, hey, coming up. Are you
but
around?
Shannon, it's almost like, I don't even know if she's texting me. It feels like it's an automated
Shannon
service.
Texts like there's like, a, yeah. Shannon
reply,
texts like there's a
reply
gun.
Reply N for no. Like.
There's I can feel the gun on Shannon's head when I see the text.
Yeah, and then Shannon's a bit of a cunt for not texting back, actually, when it's outside of that little chain.
Wow. Tell me one example.
Oh, good job, Shannon.
Wow, Shannon's coming
example.
Back at
she's,
you.
She's
I like
not
it.
Great
oh.
for it. Outside of booking, she's not going to answer the text.
Drama Llama, hold on. Hold on. Drama Llama's here.
These are the facts.
Tell me one time.
Drama Llama ding dong. Here we go.
She's down your throat on a Wednesday morning saying, hey, come in on Thursday. But then you could say, hey, can we swap something around or
you're
something?
Just saying the same thing over and over again, and you're not giving an example.
What do you want me to go through your fucking phone? You
to prove your point, I'm going to go through my phone.
Go
that's
through your phone. I don't care. I don't care.
I like this new column, Will They, Won't They.
Column
is his wife for Shannon.
Column is like spiraling right now. He's getting married in a few months, not shaving anymore. He's wearing dirty shirts.
He goes, what is up? What's down?
I should have shaved.
I don't know. Fuck, what is this soup?
I don't have time to shave.
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know what a soup is. He's gonna fucking take a 3-hour train to get here. Yeah.
He's like, oh,
to have Lewis go like, look who decided to show up.
He's like, how about I don't even fucking talk to you anymore?
I'm gonna kill everyone.
I'll punch you in your fucking face, you piece of shit.
He goes, so fucking easy to get a gun in your stupid fucking country. Bang dead, bang dead, bang dead, fucking bang dead. No more gas digital.
I'm fucking crazy. What the fuck is even soup?
He goes, fucking Shannon doesn't text back. A fucking daft cunt.
She does. Is it a food you drink or a drink you eat?
Colum is fucking spiraling before our very eyes, dude.
Is it a drink you eat? Food you drink is so funny. Yeah, dude.
Oh, it's the food you drink. Give me a straw for that soup.
Fucking, yeah. And Lewis just loves to take a thread and go, oops. Oh, is that sticking out?
So, all right, what is it? Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
A woman was body slammed after hitting a man during a road rage incident. Love this.
This is great.
I've been very guilty of having road rage. I've been better, though. The new car, I drive like an old man. I'm fucking...
Who's got worse road rage, you or Big J?
Big J. Big J's gotten out of his car multiple times.
I know.
Wow.
And Big J projects all of his own things onto me. Like, I have crazy road rage. I'm a bad friend. I'm lazy. It's like, Jay, come on. We don't know what's going on.
Why did you ask the first one?
You're overweight. You're a little dick.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Shannon, show me this incident. This is great.
I think so.
Is Dave the best behaved out of the skanks and cars?
Dave is a good human being. Well, Dave doesn't drive. It's very easy to be well behaved when your wife's driving you around.
I forgot he's a city hick.
Yeah.
I forgot he doesn't know how to drive.
Can he? No, he doesn't have a license. He takes a $200 Uber in and out of the city for skanks.
Does his fan base know that he can't drive? Because that's like
I think they like it.
No.
That's like Prince behavior.
Dude, that's a guy who can't.
Pick me up. I don't know how to get there. I don't want to drive an automobile.
Babe, pull up.
Here's why I don't like the new policies that are happening. I don't like the way government is going. Drive me home.
Meanwhile, Lewis and Jay.
It's an infringement on our rights.
Dude, but by the way, I'm there with Lewis and Jay. I didn't know I was a psycho until I take these road trips with Katie, and she goes, you hold shit personal that cars do that has nothing to do with you? I'm like, that fucking Hyundai.
Well, in Jersey,
I'm about to fucking
they
kill
them.
They
don't use blinkers at all.
No, and they don't wave when they
It's actually crazy.
That's an American.
Well, no, look, dude, I drive in Jersey every day. Dude, Jersey's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Out west, people use signals. People, when you let them in, they go, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the problem. Insane. When they don't use a blinker, what I start doing is I start slamming on my horn
like
a lunatic. And they're like, they don't know what's happening. They don't know why I'm being crazy and screaming. I'm like, blinker.
One time I was with Big J. We were going from a bonfire to Skanks, and he drove, and this guy cut him off, and Jay just goes, hey, and just laid on the horn while the guy, and then he just followed him around the corner. Dude, we went out of our way. And Jay was like,
of course.
Hey. Jay's like, do something, pussy. Dude, and I was like, this is wild.
No, I've been there before. I've chased people through the streets.
Because some people get road rage because there is this element of like, I'm driving a weapon. But they're not actually that aggressive walking down the street.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
A lot of chicks have crazy road rage because that's allowing
them.
They finally know
what it's like to have a cock.
They're equal for a second. Yeah.
Well, have you ever done the move where you throw a penny at a car? Like you throw a penny to fucking...
No, I've never
What is that?
Well, I did it. So I threw...
What kind of good son behavior is that?
Dude,
you ever tossed a dummy off a fucking overpass?
When he's behind one of those, the Jewish vans?
Well, they like
the traveling Brisses?
Yeah, yeah.
The Brismobile?
They open their window. Oh, thank you.
Hey, what a good day. Lewis goes, you never stuffed clothes with leaves and toss it off an overpass?
No, dude.
To scare cars?
So I did this with the Audi, and there was a guy who like cut me off like a lunatic, and then I opened up my sunroof, and then I fucking drove past him, and I find, click, and it just hit the side of his car, and you hear it, and it probably puts a little chip in their car. And then he started chasing me through the streets.
Oh, no.
And then this guy wailed... maybe 5 quarters at the same time, and they all hit my car. I was like, no, why did I get myself into this?
Dude, my friend David,
you're stopping off to get change. Have you got change of a $5?
I threw a dollar, crumbled up a dollar. There.
A checkbook.
My friend, this story will forever live in my memory. When I was in high school, my friend David, who was like the toughest one out of my friends, real problem.
Yeah,
guy had a real problem.
Yeah.
Like, got sent to military school and got sent back. Yeah. He's like that kind of guy. They returned him. But he was driving his mom's van, and guy cut him off, and he fucking went and like did the thing where he got in front of him and braked. Then the guy started following him, and he pulled over into a 7-Eleven, and it was a grown man,
yeah,
like in a suit, And David beat the shit out of him.
Nice.
When he was like 16, he just fucking kicked the shit out of the guy. No. And you're like, what a bad day that guy had. He's like, fuck this van. And this giant kid gets out. And it's like, oh, I'm also really good at
I've calmed down, dude. I'm no more distracted driving. I'm not getting stoned. I have to get this car to 4 years with no accidents. Give it to baby James for his 16th birthday and buy myself a Mercedes-Benz or something really cool. I'm not. But if I get into one accident, one fender bender, one anything...
We're going to kill James on a 16th birthday. We're going to sacrifice him to walk behind the roads.
I'm not, but I can't. Then I know that I'm not. If I can't fucking knock into an accident for 4 years, I don't deserve a nice car.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
That's that. So,
nice.
Acura life.
What did you get in yet?
I got an Acura TLX, which is a decent car, but it's not.
Acuras are nice.
It's not the Audi.
I'm getting a new car now. My car is fucked.
Get a Nissan.
It's fucked. I wouldn't mind a Nissan.
Get an Altima.
Yeah.
It was a good car.
Like Dan, by the way, you did when I bought the Audi, you were like, dude, this is retarded. Why are you buying an Audi? You were right.
I'll
admit, 4 years later, you were right. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
You could, by the way, you could have got a Nissan Maxima. A little more power than the Altima.
Truth police are coming.
I might be getting a Subaru.
What are you, a lesbian?
Yes.
No,
my mom's boyfriend bought a Subaru. It was the only time he wanted to fight me. Because he came home and I go, well, I guess I know you're eating my mom's pussy. And he got so mad at me. He got so mad. I remember I was in the garage and he pulled in a Subaru. I go, Joe, this is your car? It's a lesbian.
Dude,
my friend called it a lesbian.
Talk to Rochefort, dude. He really knows his cars.
Yeah,
Rochefort's a fucking man.
He went through all of the options. He used to sell cars. He was like, if you're trying to get something that's going to hold value and it's going to last a long time, that's a good car, get an Acura, get a Lexus. We went over all the options. I
need like a family SUV type of thing.
Get a Nissan
Rogue.
I'm just pushing.
Is your girl pregnant?
No, not yet.
Oh, you're trying though.
We will as soon as we get married.
Irish cum. The second that ring goes on her finger, his cum becomes like a heat sinking missile.
Mm.
The Irish
and
can pump
Italian,
them out.
Italian. Oh, yeah. And Irish cum is just like multiplied.
That's how America was made.
It explodes.
Yeah.
I'm
half Italian Irish.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Half Italian Irish, half Puerto Rican.
Should really flex that side.
Yuck.
You should lean into that side of you.
Colin Quinn used to have one of my favorite jokes where he was like, this kid in my neighborhood, he's Italian and Irish, which means he liked to fight and he was good at it.
Shannon, let's see this road rage incident. I want to see whose side I'm on.
Oh, this is great.
All right. She slams the brakes.
She slams the brakes. Oh, she's talking to a woman, and then the
guy's in his PJ pants.
That's fashionable now. That's a new style.
Really?
Yeah.
My man's right there. Pause it. Somebody in the racist live chat said this reminds me of what I think Lewis's mother is like, and this is exactly what my mother was
really?
Like.
I ain't driving crazy.
My mom would talk shit to dudes. I remember one time a guy hit her in front of me, and then I went up to him, and I was like, but it was her fault completely.
Yeah.
She deserved it.
How old were you?
I was like maybe 4 or 5.
And the guy just gave you a little fucking...
he goes, all right, buddy.
I like the effort.
Wait, go start your own podcast company.
Couldn't do anything about it. No, he didn't even hit her. He grabbed her by the hair and fucking like pulled her down a little bit like that because she was hitting him.
And she went like this. Oh, you want to buy me a drink?
Yeah. I was like, daddy.
He went, oh. He goes, look at us, little family, huh? This lady's pulling your hair. Look at us being a little family right now.
Christmas photo.
All right, Shannon, let's see.
They're my goddamn ass.
Ooh.
Okay, now it's
fuck
on.
Fuck you, bitch.
Now it's on.
Oh!
Solid.
Solid.
Almost could have had a snap suplex. If
she
you
said my man's
it.
In the car and he's still in the car, which is hilarious.
She's screaming for him.
She's run her over now.
Dude, does her guy get out?
Oh, by the way, to give you an idea of who's in the car, she goes, Montez!
That's so funny. He goes, bitch, I ain't breaking that up. I don't fight white boys in pajama pants. They on heroin.
He goes, stay in the car. I told you stay in the car.
Bitch, what I say? He goes, he kicks her ass. Hey, bitch, get up. Get up. I got to go to work.
I'm going to be late now.
I'm going to be late to McDonald's, you dumb bitch.
What if it was Dave Smith?
Yeah.
He goes, excuse me. Dave, policy changes have happened in Washington.
It's an infringement on your human rights.
Go back to it. I want to watch it again.
That was phenomenal. That was a phenomenal video.
This seems to be more common with fights now. People getting slammed than just unconscious. Yeah.
Because the ground is harder than any fist. Old Chinese proverb.
Let's get some info.
She slams.
A slam from the ground.
The energy is so different, though. They come in calmly. He's like, excuse me, I'm not going to let you fight my woman, you piece of trash.
And he gets out. He's smart.
Do you have slides on too?
Yeah. So the grip on that fucking toss.
That was a tough one.
That was a really hard slap.
He caught her once, and bow! And then, she folded, too.
To fucking chokeslam a woman like that.
Dude, what song do you put on in your car when you drive away?
Chris Benoit theme.
Yeah. I'm wondering what song I'm grabbing my phone and going to. I'm like...
I mean, give me the opportunity to fucking just... That's fun.
And let me tell you right now.
Even if someone can't throw it, punch.
She hit him.
Well, she close-fist hit him.
She close-fist hit him, and then what he did was he came around... That wasn't the important part. Mm.
No, he was trying to throw her off for a second.
He threw her off, and then he fucking wrapped, gripped.
Beautiful.
Ripped.
Oh, I want to hear it. Can I hear her screaming for the boyfriend? I never heard that. What was his name?
Montez or Montex?
I didn't judge you. You were on my gut. Come and touch me because my man's right here. Come and put
your... Dude, I love how our man didn't even think about getting here. He's on his phone.
On my goddamn ass.
He's like cheating. He's DMing her best friend.
He's like, how do I get these seats warmer?
That's so funny.
Swipe.
He goes, my ass hot as hell.
These new cars never work.
This bitch burning up my balls.
Who needs this setting? Who needs this setting?
Who the fuck? Why the fuck these white bitches need their ass hot as hell? What is this?
If you're dating that chick, she's already, you know, she's a problem all the
time.
She's
probably the side piece.
When me and Kim were together, I remember the biggest fight we ever got into was, she was hammered. We were at a UFC event. This is luckily before either of us had any real visibility. We were a little known, especially in the UFC world, because I did the podcast with Bisping. But like, I wasn't getting recognized a lot, right? So we got into maybe the craziest fight I've ever been with anybody in my entire life. I remember we were screaming at each other outside of the arena, and there was crazy traffic. It was in Brooklyn, leaving the
Barclay,
and then Ralph happened to be at the same event, and he had like some Russian whore with him. And
Ralph, I want to go to the bus now.
We were outside screaming at each other, and they were just stuck in traffic, like looking at us. And she's like, "Look at these two crazy people." And Ralph's like, "That's my business partner.
Oh, that's the G in Passenger."
Yeah,
that's the man. Ralph goes,
"Yeah, let's get away from
them." That's pretty crazy,
but
baby.
So her phone died or something. So we like lost each other, and we were like fighting about whatever. Probably me being a fucking cheater or something. And she fucking, I guess she got into an argument with some dude and he spit in her face.
Oh, no.
And I wasn't there though, but she told me, and she's like, and we're like arguing. She's like, "This guy spit in my face." And she's like, "You have to go find him and fight him." And I'm like, "He's probably right. What do you want me to say right now? You're being a lunatic right now." Yeah. She chased me. I remember she...
She chased you?
She's chasing me. That was a regular occurrence in our relationship.
In the middle of a fight, you just see
some Benny Hill music in between.
A regular occurrence in our relationship, she would chase me through the streets as I would run away from her. And I remember one time she was in Harlem and I was hiding between cars. She's like, "Run, fat nigga, run!"
Wow.
It was nuts. And then I was running away from her and I couldn't outrun her because I was fat. So I went to the cops. I was like, "Please." I was like, "She's going to kill me." And they all started laughing at me. New York cops just started cackling in my face.
They go, "Yeah, hold on real quick. Hey, come down and check out this queer over here. This fucking hot chick's going to kill him.
We got a Puerto Rican 10.
Hey, come down here. It looks like your sister." Hey, Lou.
We got a 1033. Somebody's got to pay the piper for Puerto Rican pussy.
He thought all that sweet coos was going to be no cost. Damn, you guys used to hide from each other?
It was nuts. It was one of the most, it was very toxic. I'm very happy we're friends now, and I'm very happy she has a man that she's in love with, and fucking everything's going well for her. We've all changed. We've all grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times.
God,
so happy for her.
That sex must have been explosive.
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a fucking wet rag of gasoline.
Yeah, so that was, you drive now, Colin, right?
Yeah.
Do you have road rage?
No, not really, no.
Not at all?
No, I used to when I was younger, and then I don't know what happened. I just realized it was retarded, so then I just...
I had guys the other day.
And I also think it's kind of like faux tough guy shit, because you're in a car, and you're like, "Fuck you," and I think most people in cars are
pussies.
These two guys... So I just, something about, I feel like it's...
I just honked
at these
guys.
I used to have it, but I don't
have
it.
These guys pulled out in front of me, like, kind of dangerously, so I went, a little bit of extended honk. Not like a beep, You not know. Like, oh, hey. No, it was like a, wow. But not like,
it's like a Kirby Enthusiasm episode.
I also have a gay sounding horn now. The Audi's horn was fucking. It's like, penis.
Your horn is
harder.
Your
deeper.
Horn now,
yeah. Deeper. Your,
his horn now goes,
Yeah, my horn.
I fucking need it.
My horn's kind of bitchy now. So, but I went. Yeah. I gave an extended honk, like a beep. It's to let people know, like, oh, hey, I'm here. Beep is a little passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Beep is crazy. That's sure. like don't fuck with that guy. He's got some issues, right?
Yeah.
So it was the extended passive aggressive honk, and these two guys in like a shitty like beat up Honda Civic, dude. They lost their fucking minds. They were in front of me, and they were. The one guy literally got his body completely out of the car, like he was fucking. I mean, dude, just is like hanging out of the car. He's like, come fucking stop and fight me, motherfucker. Let's go. And I was like, holy shit.
Lewis
that's
has
me.
To fight Teen Wolf.
He's surfing on this van. Yeah.
It was insane. Like, this guy was so mad. All I could do was laugh in his face.
Yeah.
That which made him probably.
Me and the girl I was hanging out with, we started cackling at him and pointing, and then he was just losing his mind even more.
Oh, no.
It was fucking great.
Did it look
so
like
funny.
One of those Saudi Arabian videos where they're driving through the desert, like hanging out the door?
Yeah.
There's a golden AK-47. Yeah. They were going fucking ballistic. There's a leopard in the back seat.
Hezbollah's in the passenger seat.
There's a midget man. A tiny little midget man.
Yeah.
Is he dead? Is Hezbollah dead? He's still alive.
The little guy?
No, he got canceled because he beat his cat.
That was a fair
fight. But to him, it
was a fair
to
fight.
Him, it was a lion.
No, that was a fair fight.
He was dressed as gladiator.
Yeah, if I beat up a panther, no one's going to get mad about it.
He was dressed as gladiator. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. He's doing a twirl in his living room.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? My name is Hezbollah Minimus.
Spaniard.
Minimus.
Hezbollah Minimus.
Hezbollah Minimus.
Oh, fuck, this is a good show. I gotta wrap this. Damn it, I'm having so much fun. We gotta wrap it.
I just got here.
I just came in.
Time flies.
Yeah, now you gotta go 3 hours back.
I know, it takes so long to go. Like,
send in the dragon.
Are you,
an iguana.
Are you going back to Jersey? I'll drive you to Jersey if you want to get a train there.
No, you're further. Like, it's easier for me to just go from the station.
All right, well,
we're in different jerseys.
We are in different jerseys.
You're doing the NJ Transit?
Yeah, I'm down towards Penn Philly. Stage. I'm like halfway between Philly and New York.
Well, look, thank you guys for coming in. You guys are the shit. Support Colm and Dan with everything they do. We're going to be back on Friday with an exclusive show just for subscribers. So if you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else right now, you should know that we do a bonus episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. Get it uncensored. Get it ad-free. That's the number one way to support the show. Once again, use that promo code LAZ to save on your premium membership. We're going to be out. I'll see you later. Good night.
Send Zach back when they making noise.